Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just, that these teachings really help her to walk in your Holy Spirit more perfectly and just also humble her so she'll depend upon that vine and abide in you like Scripture warns so that she can bear fruit for your glory. I ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and Book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous things can get in that need to hear the Holy Spirit more perfectly so you can walk in Him and obey Him. He's the one that's going to guide you through the judgment of the United States, okay? It's not outward, carnal type stuff. A lot of Christians are turning towards that, farms and crops and guns and gold and just all types of sorts of things. I'm not saying these things are bad. If the Holy Spirit leads you to use them, then use them. But it's Him ultimately, okay, that's going to protect you, the Holy Ghost. He's the one that's going to take you through this journey and get you through to the other side safely. Okay, so talking about the parable of the sower, okay, things are going well. You're hearing the Holy Spirit. Just different types of tribulation that you can expect to encounter, okay? Resistance, okay? Both from yourself and from this world, okay? And we'll talk about actual persecution, which is a bit different in a minute here, but a little bit later on. But just types of tribulation like resistance, trouble that you can encounter and how you need to abide in that vine. We talked in the previous podcast about you know, just how you, your own self, can start resisting the Holy Spirit when He starts telling you things and you just don't like Him. And you can actually lie to yourself and convince yourself that's not the Holy Ghost and then get deceived. You can deceive yourself. And this is Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. It says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Okay. You have lies in your heart you don't even know exist. So once again, you need to abide in that vine. He will clear things up, okay? Now, another type of tribulation that you can expect to encounter, okay, is what you could call, well, let's start with people because it can come just from the world, but let's start with people first. It's just the goal when walking in the Holy Spirit and hearing the Holy Spirit is that you're in a place of real humility where He's governing you every single day, okay? You're in this lowly place where, you know, you're not thinking for yourself. You're not saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You're not walking in pride. You're in a place of humility and you're saying in your heart every time and every step you take, you're saying, Holy Spirit, lead me, tell me what to do, guide me, govern my steps, okay? This is a good thing, okay? Just thinking logically about it, you know, in terms of the gospel, not only is it good, you need to do it because it's going to keep you safe in times of judgment. He's going to guide you and be that pillar of a fire by night and that cloud by day, like He was with the children of Israel in the book of Exodus. But also, okay, you're just going to bear fruit. You're not going to be aware of it, but you're going to start bearing fruit that you don't even know because the Holy Spirit is now using you more, okay? But what's going to happen, what you need to be aware of, okay, that's very likely going to happen, is that something is going to exalt itself. This is different than persecution. It's just, it's like it says, tribulation because of the word's sake. Things, particularly in the form of, let's start here, it can be in many forms, but with people, okay, where you just encounter a very, what the Bible calls forward, or also known as carnally a controlling or pushy person, okay? And they're not necessarily being all that, sometimes it can be outright and obvious to where they're trying to control you and be domineering, okay? But sometimes it can just be so subtle as in continuous phone calls or contact, or just, they're just kind of popping up out of nowhere, making suggestions, quote unquote. But they're not really suggestions, okay? They are commands, okay? But they're just in the form of suggestions, okay? I'm just trying to give different examples. And what's going on, okay, is that you're in a place of humility where you're trying to be governed by the Holy Spirit. And something in Scripture warns about this in the book of Corinthians is trying to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. It's becoming a strong tower and it's getting in the way and it becomes spiritually noisy. Okay. That's something that you want to be aware of. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and leave it there for today, and we can talk about this a little bit more in the next podcast. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit and glorifying your Son. I ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.